is that most certainly Hussein, Imam Hussein Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the guiding light and he is the ship of reverence. Guiding light, Imam Hussein Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how is he for us? When we understand what Imam Hussein has said, when we understand how he lived his life, when we start obeying the tenets, the rules, the laws of Islam, those things become a source for us to be guided. And the reason, one of the reasons why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Imam Hussein is the guiding light, if you guys understand that when there is darkness, you cannot see anything. So in actuality, ignorance is darkness. When we don't know something, we don't know whether it is, you know, good or bad, whether that thing is big or small, whether it what color it has, we don't know. It's all dark for us. But when the light comes, we are able to understand what that thing is and we're able to recognize. So in darkness, if we're going to stay, that means is that if we have ignorance and we don't know about our religion, we are in darkness. And Imam Hussein Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that guiding light that can provide guidance to us. So you guys have to understand that if we do not follow the tenets of Islam, we are going to live our life in a way that it is going to be more closer to the guidance of Shaitan than it is going to be to Imam Hussein Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay? And the passion that you have for Imam Hussein, or the passion that you have for Islam, it should be more than any other passions that you have in your life, or any other things that you think are more important. I know the way that we are brought up, there are certain things that you are passionate about and certain things that you're not. And whatever that you are passionate about, those things, they do not get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they're getting you further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the safety of the Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, recite the loud salawat and please pay attention when I'm speaking. So salawat by the
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings can become that light for us to get out of ignorance and get out of darkness. And the Prophet also said that he's Safinatul Nijah, meaning he's the ship of reference. What we told you that in this life we are a traveler. We were here before coming into this world. We were in another world. We are here now. We are traveling through this world. After that we're going to die. We will go into another world, which is barzakh or purgatory. From purgatory we'll go into another world, which is the day of judgment. After the day of judgment we'll go into another world, which would be either heaven or hell. So as a human being, we are traveling from the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Okay? So when you are traveling, you need a mode of transportation, right? When you are traveling, when you're going from A to B, like for example, if you want to go from here to Toronto, right? You need a mode of transportation. You need something to take you from here to Toronto. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that Imam Hussein sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that mode of transportation for you. He is that being that is that ship in which if you were to come aboard from all of your travels, whether it was before this world or in this world or in the barzakh or in the day of judgment or going after the day of judgment, Imam Hussein sallallahu alaihi wasallam will take you to the place where you will be saved. Nijah means save. There are many different dangers in our life, right? Like if there is snow outside or it is slippery, you know, it is dangerous for you to walk. And you have to be very careful when you are walking on that. If you are not careful, you will fall down, right? So this travel that we are doing is a very dangerous road. And on this travel, the things that are the most dangerous to us or the biggest enemy that we have is Shaitan. And Shaitan tries every single moment of your life to hurt you. And most of us have been hurt by him. They say that Imam Ali al-Shatushan describes that when a man or a woman looks at, when a man looks at a woman that he's not supposed to look at, or a woman looks at a man and she's not supposed to look at, it is like an arrow that Shaitan has in his eye or her eye. So anything that you're not supposed to look at, if you look at it, it is like you've got an arrow in your eye. So every single moment that you are living, all the thoughts that come to your mind, Shaitan is trying to hurt you. And it is trying to get you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's trying to destroy you. Destruction is with Shaitan, and saving or savior is with Imam Hussain sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you obey him, you will be saved. Even in this life, you will be protected. In Barzakh, you will be protected. And also on the Day of Judgment, you will be protected. So you guys understand that whatever you have right now is temporary. You know, before, if you look around, you were the age of the other person sitting beside you, or you will become the age of the person who's sitting beside you. If you're younger than somebody else, right, you were that age before. And if you're older than somebody else, that younger person will become that old. So after 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you guys are going to be my age. And I'm going to be the age of maybe your dad or so forth. So in life, you are going to go through, regardless whether you do something or you don't do something, time is going to pass by. As you know, Muharram is the first month of the new calendar of the Islamic calendar. This is the first month. This is where the new year starts. So according to the Islamic calendar, one whole year has passed. And time is passing by very, very fast. So what we need to do is we need to protect ourselves from the insinuations of Shaitan, and he loves you the most. Like when you are in this age that you are in, he knows that he can, you are like a soft clay. Whatever habits he's going to put in you, and as time goes by and you get older, those habits are going to become stronger and stronger. And when you are 30, 40 years old, there will be no chance of you to be changed. But right now, if you decided to change yourself and put good habits inside of yourself, you can become a much better person than that person who's not putting any effort in. You think that learning about Islam is only the responsibility of Maulanas? Learning about Islam is the responsibility of every single person who's here. And you think that teaching about Islam is only the responsibility of someone who sits in front of you and recites majlis? No. The responsibility of teaching about Islam is every single one of you has it. So you guys have to go through this life being aware that Shaitan is your biggest enemy. It is a very dangerous road, especially the age that you are in. And every single moment of your life, he is there to hurt you. And he does not want you to become a good person, a soldier of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you make Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the being that you're going to emulate, right? All of us have role models. If you think you don't have a role model, you already do. Think about it, the way that you dress, the way your haircut is, the way you chose your glasses, the way you chose the clothes that you're wearing, the way that you choose the games that you play, the way that you choose the programs that you watch on TV, the movies that you watch. Those things you have decided to take from someone else. Someone has influenced you, given you the idea, and you have accepted that idea. Otherwise, why don't you have a different haircut? Why are you not wearing different glasses? Why are you not wearing different kind of style of clothes? It is because someone has influenced you, and because of that influence, you've taken that influence and you are emulating that person, or you're trying to become like that person. Right? In school, you have people who you think are cool. So what do? You try to become, if you want to be cool, you try to become like that. Right? You start talking like that person, you start hanging around with that person, you start making friends with that person, you start thinking that this person is cool, so I want to be cool too, so I'm going to act like that. If there is a person who's popular, you think that, okay, to become popular, I have to be like that person, I have to dress up like that person, I have to have the same sort of notebook like that person, I have to have the same bag like that person. You are doing this all the time. And if you're trying to emulate, if you're trying to become like those people who are popular in your elementary school or in your high school, you are not going to be saved. Because those people are not going to be saved because they are not emulating Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Their role model is Shaitan. Whatever Shaitan tells them, whatever their lowly desire tells them, they do that. But we have to be different. And there's nothing wrong with being different. You know? Why do you have to say, oh, you know, okay, I'm a Muslim, so I feel less than other people. Why? Or if our sister feels that, oh, they're wearing hijab, so because they're wearing hijab, they're less than somebody else. You're not less than anybody else. You don't have to look like and you don't have to act like a Canadian. You don't have to look like or act like a rock star or movie star or anybody else. You don't have to do that. How do you know that they are the ones, and that is the best way of doing it, or that is the best role model that you can have? How do you know? Who has said that that person is your best role model? Who has said that that person who's cool or popular in your school is your best role model? That if you become like that person, you are good. Who said that being smart and knowing what your studies are and knowing about math and sciences, you know, is bad? That if you know, if you are so smart that you're going to be called a nerd, that it is bad. So you should not get A's, that you should try to get B's so that you are cool. Who said that that's good? Who said that that is the way that you have to grow up? That is not the way. That's not the way of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salawat Pari Muhammad wa Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Your role model should be Imam Hussain. Have you ever, you know, if Imam Hussain is your role model, you will become the most successful person in this world. And you will have the highest status in the next world. And you will be in the same level as Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Why do you think you cannot make Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as your role model today? If Imam Hussain was living the life that you are living, he would go to school, for example. He would go to, if you are in high school, he would go to high school. He would have a life, right? He would have a job. He would have kids. He would be married. He had all those things, right? Hazrat Ali Asghar, Hazrat Ali Akbar was his kids, right? And he did used to have business, or he did used to work. He was a father. He was a brother, right? He was a friend of other people. He lived as a normal person would live in this world, and having all the roles and responsibilities as other people have. So learn about the history of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Learn about how he was as a brother to Imam Hassan. And you can become just like that to your own brother. Or how he was a son to Bibi Fatima Zahra Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can become that son for your mother. Or how he was a son to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. You can become that son. Or how he was a friend to his own friends. You know the friends of Imam Hussain salatu wasalam? He told them on the night of Ashura that you can leave. I will turn the lights down. I will put the candles down. And in the darkness you can leave so that nobody knows that you are going. These people who have gathered here, the 80,000, the 120,000 people, they are here for my blood. And you can leave. You can save your life. Just go. And nobody would say anything. I give you heaven. Heaven will be yours. And I will not say to you why you left. Leave. And when he turned the lights on, everybody was still there. All of his friends were still there. They know that it is certain death, that if they stay with Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that they will die for sure. But their friendship to Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so strong, they said, Ya Mawla, if we are brought back 70 times in this world, and we are cut into little pieces, and we are brought back again and again and again, we will never leave you. What would be a life without you? That is friendship. You can learn about friendship in Karbala. You can learn about how to become a dad, and how to become a son, and how to become a sister. Bibi Zainab was the sister of Imam Hussain. Did you see how a supportive role that she played? That without Bibi Zainab's efforts, without having the efforts that she put in, Imam Hussain's purpose would be lost. Why can't you become that sister to your brother? And you, brothers who have sisters, why can't you become like the brother that Bibi Zainab had, like Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Karbala has all of these role models for us. Why do you have to have this culture as your role model? Right now, when I'm telling you these things, your minds have already made certain decisions and conclusions about what things are in this world. Erase all of that. You know how this person, I was talking to this person, he said, you know, I'm moving back with my parents. I'm like, well, that's a good thing, you know. You will have home-cooked meals and your mother will be there to help you, and you know, you don't have to pay the bills and so forth. And the person goes, well, I guess you don't know my mother. Meaning what? That I was saying to him, it's a good thing that you're moving with your parents. And he's saying, no, it's not a good thing because you don't know my mother. In this culture, this is what, you know, this is what the definition of a family is. That they would rather have dogs as their kids than to have kids. And in this culture that we live, all the definitions that you are getting about marriage, about being a teenager, about success, about this world, all of these definitions, they are giving it to you and you don't even know it. If today Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes, how many of you do you think you will be there standing beside him? And how many of you think you will be confronting the Imam? We all think that we are going to be in that army of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and inshallah we will be. But how do you know for sure? If these little things that we are supposed to do, the bare minimum, which are our obligations, if we are not able to do, how do you think you will be able to sacrifice your life for the sake of Islam? If you cannot sacrifice half an hour in your day to make sure that your prayers are done properly. Do you think there were people at the time of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that all of them supported Imam Hussain? No. Total of 110 people or 72 people supported Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There were thousands of Muslims at that time. Why did they not support Imam Hussain? Because the definitions were given to them about this world were not the same definitions that Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was telling them. Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that I would rather die with honor than to live with no honor. I would not pay my allegiance to someone like Yazid. I would rather have my neck cut off than to live a life of shame. And that definition of life did not fit with the people of that time. They said, no, we would rather live in shame. It's okay. As long as, you know, we have the money and we have the house and we have all of these things, we're okay. We will live in shame. We don't want honor. We don't want to die. We don't want to have those things that is going to happen to Imam Hussein. We'd rather just be the way we are, okay, you know. We have all the things, all the comforts. We're okay. But do you know these people still died? These thousands of Muslims, they're dead. Where are they? They're gone. They still died. But who is remembering them? And how are they remembered? People in Karbala, the friends of Imam Hussain, the family of Imam Hussain, they also died. But look at their remembrance for 1400 years, it's continuing. Why? Because of their definitions that were given to them by Imam Hussain, and Imam Hussain got his definitions from Imam Ali, and Imam Ali got the definition of things from Rasulullah, and Rasulullah got the definition of things by from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat pray Muhammad wa Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
So that is something that you all have to do. Don't ever think you have enough time. You have not enough. You have no time. You know, the time right now, Imam Zaman is also called the Hussein of the time. Do you know when Imam Zaman Sattuslam will be martyred? Who's going to do the ghusl and kafan of Imam Zaman? Who's going to bury him? It's going to be Imam Hussain Sattu Salam. Imam Hussain Sattu Salam is going to take care of the funeral ceremonies of Imam Zaman Sattu Salam. We all want to see Imam Hussain Sattu Salam, right? You have the opportunity, it could be tomorrow. It could be tomorrow in the morning. It could be that you can see Imam Hussain Sattu Salam. Not just Imam Hussain, but Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all of Ahlul Bayt Alayhimus Salam. It could be tomorrow. Are you ready to see them? Because when Imam Hussain Sattu Salam comes here, all of the Aimma alayhi Muslim will come back in this world. And they would be with the army of the 12th Imam. And they will fight the enemies of Islam, and Islam will overpower the whole of this world, and we will have the government of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, this would not be just a small place in Iraq as Karbala. But the whole world will become Karbala. The whole world. There will be no borders. This whole earth will become Karbala. There will be two camps. One, the camp of Imam Zaman, which is going to be the camp of Imam Hussein. And there will be a camp of Yazid, of Shaitan. And both of these camps will fight. And in that battle, the camp of Imam Zaman Sattuslam will overpower the camp of Yazid, the army of Yazid. Why do I call it the army of Yazid? Because they will have the same values as army of Yazid did in Karbala. They will be the lovers of this world. They will be the ones who do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be the ones on whose tongues religion is only to move their tongues, but religion is not inside of their hearts. They would be having the same roles and characters and role models as those people who surrounded Imam Hussain Sattu Salam. And who would be these people in Karbala? When the whole world becomes Karbala in the army of Imam Hussain Sattu Salam, they would be those people who made the friends and the family of Imam Hussain Sattu Salam as their role models. How do you know that you have someone as your role model? You know how sometimes you will notice that you even smile, you smile like your dad. Or you walk like your dad. Or you talk like your dad. Why did that happen? Because when you were young, you saw your dad and you did not know, for example, you know, how to walk or how to talk or how to smile. You saw him and you emulated, or you just, you did what he was doing. And because you did it so many times that you became like that. So if somebody knows my dad, and if they see me, they do not have to ask me whose son I am. They will know that I am my father's son. They would know just by looking at my character, the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I smile. They would know. If Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is your role model, you do not have to say that Imam Hussain is my role model. People will be able to see that. You don't have to tell anybody that you are the Shia of Imam Hussain. People will be able to see that. Why? Because they will see patience in you. They will see courage in you. They will see generosity in you. They will see that you put a voice against oppression and you do not like when oppressors are oppressing. They will see sacrifice in you. They will see nobility in you. They will see honor in you. They will see the love of martyrdom in you. You don't have to say anything to them that whose Shia you are. They will look at you and they will know. So that is how Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the guiding light for us. For us to make him as our role model. Salawat wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The azah of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we are here, I mentioned to you, the biggest part about this azah is that we have to feel the pain that Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through. And we have to find inside of our heart a soft space, a soft spot in which we are able to cry. You see, when we were growing up, it was different. I grew up in Pakistan, right? I was 15 when we moved to Canada. So in Pakistan, I saw my family members, I saw the whole city wear black. I attended the Juluses, I attended all the Majalis, I attended the Matam, I saw the Matam happening. You know, I saw all of those things, the environment that I got. And there was never a problem for me to cry in the Majlis of Imam Hussain. Because that love was implanted in me by my parents. That when my mother would feed me in that food, she had put the love of Imam Hussain inside. I did not have to learn to love Imam Hussain. I didn't have to pick up a book to love Imam Hussain. My mother had given that to me, and my dad had given that to me, and I was raised that way, and I grew up that way. The world that you're growing up, the parents do not have time to put the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in your heart. Right? If your dad is also working, your mother is also working, when do they have the time? If 8 hours in a day you are sitting in front of a TV or a computer or a video game, they are the ones putting love inside of you. It's not your parents putting the love inside of you. It is those things. So that is why it becomes difficult for you to cry on the musibat or the hardship of Imam Hussain. Right? So you need to make your heart softer. You need to have that burning love for Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inside of your heart. It's not, you cannot teach someone to love. It's either you love them or you don't. You cannot teach someone to love someone. You cannot force someone to love someone. You have to love Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on your own accord. And I told you that whatever we have, is because of the sacrifice of Imam Hussain Sattwasam. Whatever you have, every single thing in your life is because of the sacrifice of Imam Hussain Sattwasam. Every single thing. If you want to get to have more love for Imam Hussain, start doing this, okay? Every time you drink water, what are you going to do? You're going to say, As-salamu alayka, ya Aba Abdullah. Every time you drink water, make this as a habit. That water that you will drink will make you love Imam Hussain. And without you knowing, you'll start crying when you hear the name of Imam Hussain. And you won't know why you're crying. When you eat food, remember the hunger of the people in Karbala. You know, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam, when he would eat food, he would cry. And people would ask him, why are you crying? And he would say that, I'm remembering the hunger of my father. I'm remembering the hunger of my forefathers. I'm remembering the hunger of my relatives. You fasted, right? In the month of Ramadan. Only one day. And that is that you have something early in the morning and you do break your fast. During that day, how weak do you get? When you have no water, you have no food. Imagine keeping a fast for 3 days. Imagine keeping a fast for 3 days. And imagine if you are 6 years old. Imagine if you're 6 years old and you have no water for 3 days. And you have no food for 3 days. Imagine being 6 months year old. 6 months. Hazrat Ali Asghar was 6 months. How much pain, how much thirst did he have? You know that thirst when you have fasted. And you know how the water tastes so good when you break your fast? Right? It is like the best thing in the world. Try to imagine that Bibi Sakina Salamun Alayha, when she wanted water, do you know what she got in return? Her uncle Hazrat Abbas went to get water for her and he did not come back. She didn't get water. The water did not come to the camp of Imam Hussain Sattwa Salam. She was thirsty. You know, when she did get water in Shami Ghariba, when she did get water, she started running in the desert of Karbala. Do you know why she was running in the desert of Karbala? She was calling, Asghar. My brother Asghar, you are younger than me. You must be more thirsty than I am. You must be more thirsty than I am. We've got water now. But Hazrat Ali Asghar did not. Hazrat Ali Asghar didn't even get water. That thirst that Bibi Sakina had, how do you think she felt when she drank water? How do you think she felt after 3 days of thirst and having to see all of her family members go to the battlefield of Karbala and to be martyred? So when you drink water, you should think about Imam Hussain Sattwa Salam. You should think about the thirst of the children of Karbala. When you do matam, when you hit your chest, imagine if it was in front of you was that enemy who hit Bibi Sakina Salamun Alayha, how you would hit him. How you would hit him. Have that passion when you're doing matam. I see people standing doing matam like that. That's not matam. Oh, I don't want to hurt myself. Every single time when you are doing matam, this matam that you are doing, it's like a drum. You know, before war, they used to have these drums. The armies would have these drums that they would do so that the fear of these drums, of this noise, goes into the hearts of the enemies. That matam is the drum before that war, which we are doing. And if you do it loud enough, the enemies of Islam would have fear inside of their hearts. Right now we are drumming, we are hitting our chests and making that noise because the war is coming. That battle is coming when the Hussein of time will come. And the enemies should be afraid. You should do matam like with passion. Hit your chest. Feel the pain of him, Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't sit there and just do this. Matam is not a custom in our culture. Matam is worship. When you are doing matam and your mind goes towards the hardship of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the hatred that you have inside of your heart increases for the enemies of Imam Hussain. A person came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me what Islam is. Tell me what Islam is. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to love for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and to hate for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is all of Islam. That is the whole of Islam, is to love for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and to hate for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Those enemies that did what they did in Karbala, they are doing, those people who are following and who are their role models, they're even doing this today. Do you know how many 6-month-old babies were blown up in Gaza about a year ago? Did you see the burnt limbs of those babies? The cut limbs of those babies? Did you hear about that mother whose dead body was there and 4 of her kids stayed with her? Her dead body, because they had nowhere else to go? Did you see those pictures? These oppressions that happen in Karbala are still happening. And these oppressions were done to all the whole time since the last 1400 years. It has been happening. We need to put a voice against that. You need to understand that this is not really your country, you know. Like when there was FIFA going on, you know, there was, I forget about now, the match was, I think, between America and another country. And I heard somebody say, well, I'm supporting America, that I want America to win. I want the other country to lose. Why? Because I'm a Canadian. And America is my neighbor. If you have affiliations with this country or the neighboring country, you have affiliation, you think that is your country, that is not your country. Your country is in the hereafter. This is only an airport. Have you ever seen somebody at the airport say, oh yeah, what a beautiful country I have. What a beautiful house I have. This is not his house. This is not his country. His country is somewhere else. That's why when someone passes away, we say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that most certainly we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him is our return. So this is not your country. I'll give you another example that would, it will make more sense. Whose kids are you? You are the kids of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, right? Adam and Eve, we're all their children. Were they born in this world? No. They were, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them in heaven. Where do you think they lived? They lived in heaven. It is after that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in this earth. And when they came on this earth, they had their kids, and we are part of that family. So in reality, this world is not our place. We have to go back to the world that our parents came from. This is just a temporary abode that we are here, and we have to go back. Salawat pray Muhammad wa Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
So it is very, very important that you guys instill inside of yourselves the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Do not have the love of this world. Do not have the affiliations with this country or any other country. Do not have affiliations with the morals and ethics of this culture we live in. Do not think that people who are popular or you think that they are good as your role models. Always have your role models if you're going to have them as the Masumin alayhimus salam. And inshallah ta'ala, if we continue doing that, and if we continue the azah of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as we are doing today, that out of all of the people that are here, even if two people understand and they follow and they make Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as their role models, the whole event of Karbala, how it started, it is you are the fruit of it. You are the result of it. That sacrifice that Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, you have become that result. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us that way, and that we become the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and that Imam comes as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa al-Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa al-lazina amanu wa amanu salihat wa tawasul bil-haq wa tawasul bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Now if you have any questions that you'd like to ask about today or yesterday or the day before, anything about the role models of Imam? Yes.
Did Imam Hussain and his family ever get any peace?
Did Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family ever get any peace? That's the question, right? Till the Day of Judgment, the peace for the family of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not really exist. It would be only if before the Day of Judgment they would have some peace inside of their heart, is when Imam Ismail Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will take the revenge of the blood of Imam Hussain. You know that Yazid will be resurrected as well. And Shimr will be resurrected as well. And Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad will be resurrected as well. Those people who committed the atrocities in Karbala, they will be resurrected. This is before the Day of Judgment. And Imam Ismail Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will take the revenge from those people for the atrocities that they did in Karbala. And maybe at that time there would be a peace inside of the hearts of the family of Ahlul Bayt also. Until that time, for the last 1400 years, it has been that they are crying and they have remorse and they have sadness. Yes.
Who can be our role model at our time?
The question is, who can be our role model at the time that we live in? Okay, that's a very good question, right? So, because I think the reason why you asked that question is because, you know, Imam Hussain passed away 1400 years ago, right? So we don't have him in front of us to emulate. We can learn about him, right? We can learn about him in the books, and we can learn how his manners were, his akhlaq was, how he was, his personality and so forth, but we don't have a physical person in front of us that we can emulate. The ghair masum, like the people, like for example, if you want to have a role model in your own time that you can see, you can make Imam Khamenei as your role model. Why? Because he learned all the things that he knows from Imam Hussein Sattarsal. Right? He learned his religion. He has been learning and teaching for such a long time, 20 years, 30 years. Right? He has all of his demeanor or his akhlaq. He has learned that from Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim. Right? So if you make him as your role model and you start becoming like him, you can see him, you can learn about his biography, you can go and meet him, right? You will eventually have the same qualities and traits that he has inside of you. And he got these qualities and traits from Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When, there was a Ayatullah Muhammad Hussain Tabatabai Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was a great scholar. The Tafsirul Mizan, if you have heard about that book, the explanation of the Quran, he is the author of it. When he had his son asked him, he said, when you were growing up, Dad, what did you want it to be? He said, I wanted to become Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. And he said that I did not become that, but I tried my very best to become that way. And he became such a great scholar and a light for all the people that are reading Tafsir al-Mizan and benefiting from the things that he has left. You can have Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah as one of your role models. No, he lived not too long ago. Right? You can have him as your role model. You can have these ulama, these scholars who are, acting upon their knowledge. You can have them as your role models and emulate them. Okay? You can also have Hazrat Salman Farsi as your role model, the Shias of Imam Ali Salam, the good companions of the Masumiyyah Islam. You have so many role models to choose from. And in actuality, they are having the same traits from the Masumiyyah Islam. Yes?
How will Imam Hussain
Because he would be alive at that time. He will come back to in this world before Imam Usman Sattu Sam passes away or is martyred, and he would be alive and he would take care of the funeral procession. Yes.
Why did the Yazid's army
wanted
to kill the
Imam Usman Sattu Sam and and Imams and Prophets. So my brother is taking Yazid's ideologies and the character of Yazid on all of the people who actually killed the Prophets. So that's a very, very good question. The reason why Shaitan or Yazidiyat would kill a masum or a good person is because of fear. They are afraid of them. The reason why they are afraid of them, that if this person stays alive, he will get so many other people to go on the right path, and I will not be able to misguide these individuals. And because they have the love of this world inside of their heart, because they are obeying Shaitan, what was his problem with us? He has a problem with us, right? He's our enemy. What did I do to Iblis? I didn't do anything to him. You know, why have animosity against me? Why hate me when I've done nothing to you? But he hates me. And he wants me to go to hell. He wants me to go away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because of that grudge he took with Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Because of the grudge that he has of my father, he is punishing me and he's taking revenge on me. Right? So that they become afraid that if that person stays alive, you know, they will guide other people and other people will be out of their reach to misguide them. Okay? I'm not sure who's it's from the sisters, yeah. Okay, the question was that if you have a dream about in which you see the imams, why is it that you cannot tell anybody else? When in the time of different imams, to say that you are the follower of, let's say, Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salatu wasalam, that was a crime. If you said that you were the Shia of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wasalam, that was a crime and you could be killed for that crime. So Imam alayhi salam said that if you see one of us in your dreams, you know, don't tell anybody. Why? Because as in those times nobody knew who is a spy. Like even right now, there are spies among us but we don't know who the spy is. Right? So they told their followers not to tell anybody, because if anybody who they told to was actually a spy, then they would find out that they are the lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and they would be killed. Now in the time that we live today, it is still a crime to be a lover of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. It is still a crime. Because we do get punished all the time. Right? If you think about it, all the people in Pakistan, you know, they are doing the matam of Imam Hussain, and a person comes and puts a bomb and all of these people are martyred. Or they go inside of the mosque and they martyr them. Or in Para Chinar, you know what happened in Para Chinar in Pakistan, in the northern areas? They would take the Shias and they would skin them alive. They will take small knives and cut their bodies. They will cut them in pieces and send those pieces to their family members. They will cut their heads in front of their family members. Why? Because they are the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. So it is still a crime.